Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Speaking of ready to go, we've got maybe the most anticipated preseason game of the NBA season. And that's not saying a ton, but you do have the star-studded Los Angeles Lakers now that they have LeBron James. He's their star and their stud. Going up against the Golden State Warriors, two-time defending NBA champions. Three times in the last 4 years they've won it all. Some people think they're the best team of all time. This is the first time the two clubs are meeting. I know it's preseason, just an exhibition in Las Vegas, but it's the first time they're meeting with LeBron in a Laker uniform. Also, Lonzo Ball, last year's number two draft pick, is making his season debut or his preseason debut. He's been out with injury. So that's going to be exciting, Rob. And what I want to hit you with, a lot of the Warriors, there are a lot of people that feel like this could be their last hurrah. We know Kevin Durant could be a free agent, and Klay Thompson will be a free agent. And both of those guys have been very complimentary of LeBron's move to Los Angeles. Kevin Durant said over the summer that he thought it was the perfect move. LeBron starting a new chapter three or four, whatever you want to call it, but a new chapter in his career. And Durant was very applauded that move. Then you got Klay Thompson, who just recently said that he's excited about it and he thinks it's pretty cool, quote, pretty cool to see LeBron in a Lakers uniform. Of course, Klay's dad, Michael, played for the Lakers, the Showtime Lakers. And a lot of people have always felt like Klay at some point is going to come back to the Lakers and play for them. But the interesting thing, Rob, you know, people might ask you, well, go ahead. I know you want to hop in here.
I was just going to say, but Klay did say, so while you're right, he said it's cool, he also said that the Cleveland team that LeBron played with last year was better than this team that he has. So that was another thing that I thought was interesting. And I don't know what player it was, but there was another player, I think, who said earlier this summer, too, about how uncompetitive the finals have been the last couple of years, and he hopes that this year it's a little more competitive. So I thought that was another little shot, even though they're talking about LeBron and the Lakers.
I do not think that Cleveland team last year was better than this.
I'm telling you
Lakers
from
team.
Klay Thompson.
No,
I'm
I know.
Yeah,
I know,
just telling you
know,
what he
but
said.
But I'm just, yeah, yeah. It's, and that, look, the last two finals haven't been competitive.
No.
They've been beaten 8 out of 9 times. Golden State beat Cleveland.
And the one game that they won, let's just be honest,
it took a historic
shooting night. Historic.
Right. But here's the thing. I know you don't believe that either of those players is going to go play with LeBron James. And as complimentary as they've been, why wouldn't one of them go join him with the Lakers?
Because they already know the script. It's been delivered time and time again. The script is very simple. If the team wins, LeBron is the greatest, and he's the reason why. And when LeBron loses, as he has many times in the finals, it's what do you expect? He doesn't have anybody. LeBron can't win by himself. It's the same story over and over. And I think, you know, people think, well, he's the greatest player in the world. You should just want to play with him no matter what. You don't make it to the NBA and be the greatest player, you know, one of the best players in your state when you're in high school and college and all that other stuff to be willing to take a back seat, especially when there's no credit for you. It's just human nature. What do they get from it?
Some people have to take, even at the NBA level.
I get
some
it.
Some people take a back seat.
But not like the back seats that people have to take with LeBron. And I think that's why people don't want to play with him.
I don't disagree. I think that LeBron's aura on and off the court just overwhelms the situation. And you saw Dwayne Wade, who was as big as anybody playing in the league outside of LeBron, when LeBron and him teamed up in Miami. And to win championships their second and third years together, he had to back up and basically become, in my opinion, about 80% of the player he could be to fit in with LeBron. And they did win two championships, so I guess it was worth it. But you're right, in Cleveland, you know, Kevin Love, he came out and said in an article on ESPN.com today, he talked about how, you know, it was some dark times playing with LeBron, and you have to learn how to follow the leader. And a lot of these guys that want to be leaders aren't going to want to do that. Now, Love did also talk about the great benefits of playing with LeBron. I mean, he's won a championship. He probably never would have won a championship, and he may end up being a Hall of Famer. I don't think he is, but he's got the numbers. He's got a ring, well, a historic ring, actually. And so he may get in the Hall of Fame because he was a teammate of LeBron James.
I hate to bring Michael into this. I really do, because I don't want to get into that. Because Kyrie also had some comments. But it's just, I don't, when you're supposedly the greatest player on the planet, right, LeBron, you would think that people would want to play with him. And it's, you know, be like, yeah, my career was awesome to play with LeBron and watch this guy play. And sometimes I had to pinch myself to think that I was on the same court with him at this. Do you know what I'm? It's none of that. It's all right about some other stuff, and that's the part that makes you just question why LeBron is in the situation that he's in, and why LeBron couldn't get people to come to Cleveland. And don't tell me about the weather, and don't tell me about who wants to live in Cleveland.
Well, hold on, no, that.
I just don't believe that.
Look, I covered the 2010 free agency. And LeBron was trying to get Chris Bosh to come to Cleveland, and Dwayne Wade was trying to get him to come to Miami. Which one you choosing?
It's
Cleveland or Miami?
I'm going with the greatest player who ever played, one of the greatest players who's ever played.
If I'm in that situation,
I'm just telling you, that's me.
First of all, at that point, LeBron wasn't one of the greatest players to ever play. He was still a young guy. He was in his sixth, seventh year. He was an all-time great, but
I would have looked at him
viewed as the second best player of all time.
I would have looked at him and said, I want to play with that guy. I want to have a chance to win. And I know Dwayne Wade had already won, but
that's
he won with
thing.
Shaq.
When
he won with Shaq.
The second option wasn't bad. I think Bosh understood, okay, LeBron's better than Wade, but heck, Wade is close. And he's in Miami. I can be with Wade, who's great, in Miami, or I can be with LeBron, who's a little bit better.
But now, but Chris,
Cleveland.
The only problem that I have with that is that now, fast forward to 2018, and other players have had opportunities where they could come and play with him, and even before they're free agents, or even before they're really viable, you know what I mean, to make that. They come out and say, no, I'm not interested. I mean, Jimmy Butler puts out a list, and the Lakers aren't on the list. But he would come to L.A., but the Lakers aren't on the list. Then you're talking about, what was the other place that he had an opportunity? Kawhi's people.
Paul George. Well, Kawhi is rumors. Look, the Lakers think they're getting Kawhi.
Okay, but
the Clippers think they're getting Kawhi. Kawhi's, the rumors about him not wanting to play with LeBron, they're just rumors.
Okay.
We don't have an official list from him other than Clippers, Lakers.
I just get the sense.
You might be right.
All I'm saying is
Paul George is the guy
who's from L.A. for 2 years, Chris, talked about what? Playing with the Lakers.
Right.
Everybody told OKC, you're dumb. Why would you trade for him? He's going to the Lakers. You're giving up players for nothing. He's not going to sign here. Everybody thought OKC was crazy. And then you get LeBron, and he still signs with OKC, which still refuses to meet with Magic. Can you explain that? Nobody can explain that.
What I can say is, and I'm a Russell Westbrook fan, but you can't tell me it's more fun playing with him on the court than playing with LeBron.
Well, but it tells you that they're not interested in playing with LeBron. Not about the fun factor,
and
but they don't.
When I was talking about Chris Bosh, that's 2010. That's, you know, what?
Now. I mean,
now, no, you're right. I'm with you. Look, role players and aging superstars or aging former stars who want to just win a championship, they want to play with LeBron, right? Because he's going to make the game easier for them, get them the open looks they need. They can just spot up and hit three-pointers. It is the top players that you have to wonder about. Now, I'm of the opinion that Anthony Davis could be the superstar that joins LeBron in the future. He just signed with LeBron's agent, Rich Paul. Now, that I'm not saying anything's done, of course. There's a lot of time that could happen, a lot that could happen this season and all that. But the fact that he signed with LeBron's agent, I think that's a sign that he could end up, I'm not saying it's done, could end up with LeBron in Los Angeles.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Jimmy Butler going to Minnesota today to practice and putting it on, reportedly, his teammates and those others in the organization, coaches, GM Scott Layton, Coach Tom Thibodeau, and really just dominating the practice, playing-wise and verbally. And I was talking to an executive today about – this was before the reports of what Butler did came out. And we were just talking about Jimmy Butler and his situation. And he said, we have a saying in the NBA. He said, in the NFL, you hold out. In the NBA, you act out.
And in Major League Baseball, you get a guaranteed contract.
Right. That's right. And he's basically saying, look, what's going to happen is Jimmy Butler's going to go there and be such a disruption that Minnesota's going to be like, look, man, we just got to trade him. We got to get rid of him. And that's what's going to get it done. So the question is he doing the right thing to get moved? Let me say this, too, because I've gotten some intel on this over the last couple hours. Jimmy Butler's also, there's also talk that Minnesota wouldn't give him the max. And he's looking at Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins with the max and saying, I'm better than them. That might be why he looked at Scott Layton reportedly today and was like, you can't win without me. You know, you need me. So that's part of his anger if he won't get the full max from them. And the second thing is, you know, this whole thing today was orchestrated.
Of course.
I mean, how Rachel Nichols just happened to be in Minneapolis, you know, to do the interview. Oh, Jimmy happens to be here today. He's going to practice. It was orchestrated. And he's got his point across. He did his thing in practice verbally and physically and then was great on with Rachel in terms of his interview. He was open. He was honest. He was strong. So good for Jimmy Butler.
I agree, and I think that's whether people understand the tactics or like them, they make complete sense. How do you get somebody to get rid of you? You act out. Because at some point they realize we can't continue with this. This is like not working for our team, for the rest of the team. It looks bad on the organization. The fan base will say, we'll turn on him and not want him or say boo him if we to keep him. You know what I mean? So it makes for an uncomfortable situation. So it makes sense to say, okay, I'll act out, and then they'll get rid of me. So I get what he's doing. It makes total sense to me whether people understand it or not.
Well, it's interesting because in his interview he said, was it the right thing to do, meaning what he did today? No, but, you know, I was emotional. I was charged up. This is my, you know, I'm on the court. I'm intense. So you wonder, is this going to continue? You know, like, look, there's not a ton out there. You've seen the offers. Miami's offering a bunch of role players. You know, I mean, Bam Adebayo and Josh Richardson. I mean, people acting like they're all great. Okay, they're all right. Houston's offering, you know, didn't want to give up P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon. I mean, Gordon can score. P.J. Tucker's obviously a valuable, versatile defender-type player. But there's not a ton out there. They're going to have to trade him at some point. I'm sure he doesn't want to play with them until February. But Minnesota, if you're Tom Thibodeau, he's looking at it like, look, I just want him to start playing with us. We win some games. You know, we're playing well. We're, you know, right there near the top of the Western Conference. And maybe Jimmy will change his mind. And I don't blame Tibbs, right? That's the way he should look at it, too. I get both sides.
I just believe I'm come from the old school of if you don't want to be here, I don't want you here. You know, like trying to convince a woman that that you should stick with her? Do you that she should stick with you if she doesn't want to be with you? I mean, I wouldn't want to be in that kind of relationship. I want somebody to be there because they want to be there.
Well, the woman can always cheat on you. Jimmy can't cheat on him yet. He can't cheat on him yet.
No, that's true.
And if the woman's that fine and she can't cheat on you, hey, give it your shot. Right? Throw your best game at her.
What do you know about cheating? What are you saying?
Nothing. I don't cheat. I'm just saying, like, you know, Jimmy can't cheat in this situation. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Jimmy Butler, here's what he's saying. He's saying he wants out of Minnesota because he wants to win.
Okay?
He wants to win. And he can't win with what they have in Minnesota. I got to be honest. And I'm a Jimmy Butler fan. He's a great player. I got to cry. That ain't true. Number one, I'm getting intel that you want a max deal and you saw that Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns getting the max and you like, I'm better than them. What's going on? Which I get. That makes sense. But don't tell me when you want to leave one of the top three young big men in basketball, Karl Anthony Towns, for all his softness, if you think he's soft or whatever, and Andrew Wiggins, who's a very good third option, and some good role players, Jeff Teague and all that. They could be a factor in the West. They couldn't win it, but they could be a factor in the Western Conference. Don't tell me you about winning when you'll leave that to go to Brooklyn?
He just wants some cheesecake from
New
Junior.
New York? The Knicks? To go to the L.A. Clippers? To go to Miami? Come on. I can't buy that it's about winning when you want to go to most of those franchises are hapless. And well, even Miami, which is a good franchise, you'll be first round, second round, and out the rest of your career.
Well,
rest
Chris,
of your prime.
Let's listen to some sound where Wiggins even went as far as to calling out. I mean, a Butler called out, yeah, Towns and Wiggins. Let's hear what he said.
Everybody has to have winning as their number one priority. Winning is all that we're worried about.
Did you feel that that wasn't the case with everyone?
Yeah, it was. It is. And I think that's the part that everybody doesn't see. But I'm gonna be honest. I'm not going to say no names, but I'm going to be honest. If your number one priority isn't winning and people can tell, that's the battle. Now there's a problem between people because that guy's number one priority is winning and that guy's isn't. Of course they're going to clash. Like, I'm doing it for the team. Are you? Exactly. So that's where the disconnect is.
I repeat, Brooklyn, New York, L.A. Clippers. Am I wrong, Rob?
No, I get it. But maybe he believes that there's something else and there's going to be somebody else that he'd rather team up with and be in a better situation. And he looks at those teams that you just mentioned. And, Chris, what do they all have in common other than being major cities?
They got cap room. Except Miami. Miami doesn't. He go to Miami, he'd be stuck there with what they have.
I got you, but I'm talking about the other three, his first three that he mentioned.
That's a crapshoot. Brooklyn's not getting any big-time free agent.
They got money, though, Chris.
They've been had money.
No, they got money this year. They've had money.
They've had Jay-Z. They've had a new arena.
Yeah, but it didn't work, and they got into a
hole. Now Kyrie's staying, or at least talking like he's staying in Boston.
Well, that's what he said. He didn't say he's for sure. He said the plans are to resign.
The Clippers?
Are the plans exactly like I'm signing today? I don't know about that.
He's talking awfully. He's talking a lot about Boston now.
I'm just saying, if
it's all about winning, don't bring me these teams.
All right, let's go to one.
And then you won't play with LeBron James? I thought it was all about winning.